Blog Talk Radio.
One time, yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body. This hood politics acknowledge it, leave bodies chopped up in garbages. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it, to everybody, come on. Little niggas is grown, hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon, sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers, stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die,
we're
nines out. This is what nines about, nigga. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting because I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you, niggas. What you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing. World gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complained. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sinner. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Fuck the cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Spread my voice to the whole world.
Welcome to Sankofa Radio, where we travel through the past before we stop here in the present on our journey into the future. I'm your host, Ascari Donso, And the title of today's show is Medical Jim Crow. Today we're going to begin, you know, part one of a series of shows, man, where we pretty much discuss, you know, the heinous nature of the private prison medical industry, man. We're going to get into that. We're going to be bringing people on who have been victimized by this industry. Today we got my man, Matt Osama. He's going to highlight his story. It's customary, though, however. And we start every show off with a dedication. And y'all know typically I like to dedicate ancestors who have been instrumental in black struggle and the progress towards a better society overall for humanity. But today I want to give a shout out and a rest in peace to my brother Duffy, man, who passed away unexpectedly at Buckingham. I got the word from my brothers a couple months ago. The brother was alive and well, man, and he just passed. You know, without anybody even knowing that he was sick, he didn't even know. It was just an incident where he just died. And ironically, it happened as a result, in part, because of the failure of the medical department up there. So rest in peace to Duffy, man. He was a beautiful brother. He used to work in the visiting room, man. He used to make sure that all the visitors were comfortable. And he's a great human being, man. Always jovial. Has spent almost 30 years, over 30 years, actually in prison. And then loud, respected spirit, man. He was a good guy, man, and one of the untold stories behind the wall. So, moving forward to today's show, Medical Jim Crow, man. Osama, are you with me, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Peace to you, black man. I'm so glad that we was able to do this, man, throughout all of the turmoil. It's always great when we have space and time because we know that the enemy has created every contraption he can to try to prevent us from being able to get our voice out. Could you tell the people your name for me, bro, if you don't mind?
Osama Muhammad. I also go by KG Streets the Author.
Okay, appreciate that, man. So, you know, I just got in September. When I first met you, man, you was a beautiful brother from the time I met. You know, you was always peace. One thing I noticed immediately, man, is that you had your arm in a cast, and it was crazy because, you know, it was in a cast for an unusual long time. I met you in September when we started the Black History Month program in February. You was part of the program. You still had the cast on. I remember thinking, "What is going on with Brown's arm?" And then, you know, we had the conversation in the medical. I guess maybe 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, where we had an opportunity to talk. I was over there for my wisdom tooth. You was over there for your situation, and we got to talking. And to me, man, your story was just crazy. And, you know, after hearing your story, man, I just felt like we had to find a way to put your voice online and let people see exactly what's going on behind this wall, this medical industry. So if you can, man, you think maybe you could just give us an overview of what exactly your medical situation is and where you are with that, man?
I woke up one morning, my hand was swollen, and I went to medical, whatever. They looked at it. This happened, I was at Wallace Ridge when it first happened. They looked at it, sent it to the hospital like 3 days later. Then when I came back from the hospital, they had to send me back to the hospital. So after them 3 days, after that second hospital trip, they still couldn't find out what was going on. So they sent me to MCV, and MCV kept me for 9 days. And they still couldn't figure it out. They had to run extra tests and stuff. So they sent me back to DOC. So when I came back to DOC, I just been going through it. Like, my hand just got, it's been progressing. So for the last 3 years, my hand's been progressing, getting worse. Like, my strength is weak. I have no strength in my right hand, for real. My arm goes numb. It's been times I couldn't even move my whole arm. And when I went to the hospital, MCV, like 2 months ago in May, the doctor was like, they misdiagnosed you twice. But they say you don't have. And
hold on for a minute, bro. Hold on for a minute, if you don't mind. Hold on, brother, something. Hold on. So you said when you went to MCV, which is the Medical College of Virginia at VCU in Richmond. So when you went to MCV, the doctors at MCV told you that the doctors here misdiagnosed you?
Misdiagnosed me twice. The first time they said I had reflex But RSD, I don't know what it means, but they said RSD. But the next time they said, when they knocked that down, the doctor, Dr. Marino, Dale Marino, he said, nah, you got complex regional syndrome. They're almost the same thing. That's why I got it confused. And now I'm just sitting here just like I'm still going through it. I still have the cast. I got everything. Like, they just waiting. I don't know what they're waiting on, truthfully. Like, and the doctor, the worst part of the whole situation is the doctor that misdiagnosed me, he owns stakes in the medical company that runs the medical here at Augusta.
So when did you, so you wake up one day, your hand is swollen. When was this, man? Was this, how long ago was this?
September 2014.
Okay. Okay, so you wake up one morning, your hand's swollen. This is in September 2014. Okay, it's July 2017. You still haven't got proper medical care. You're still dealing with, shit, it sounds like you're still dealing with the issue of being misdiagnosed. Now you're still in the cast. We're talking nearly 3 years later, you're still in the cast. What are the doctors who have been treating you outside of the medical here telling you about the role the medical department here has played in delaying you your recovery?
They can't, the medical, like MCV, like when I was in MCV for 12 days, and while I was there, the doctor that used to be here sent me there. She, Dr. Landau, she sent me to MCV right around December 28th or the 29th, and she was like, oh, don't bring them back until we see, I find out what's going on. So in January, like 8th or 9th, Dale Marino took back over for medical here at Augusta. And anybody that was out, he called, he told them to send them back. So since I've been back, I really haven't been. I go out and they want to do stuff like MCV wanted to do MRI and an ET. I forgot what it is, but it's kind of nerve test and a bone test. It was like they want to do those, but we got to wait for the scheduling for DOC. Now, this was back in May, and the first time was March, and then May, they wanted to do this. Here it is July. I still haven't been out to go see it. All they've been doing for real, like the test is just to hide the swelling so people, when I walk around the compound, they don't see it. It's not really, they giving me medicine for pain. But they giving me medicine for that I really don't need, though, because they treating something. They don't know what it is they treating.
That's crazy. So okay. So basically, man, you know, you're dealing with an ailment that really hasn't been properly diagnosed yet or properly treated yet. And the reason, and this is what it sounds like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason this is happening is because Medico, which is the company that operates the prison medical system here, is running interference. Basically, you know, they misdiagnosing you. We're assuming that they're doing it just being negligent. And at worst,
they're being malice. It's not negligent. They're being malice.
So you feel like it's malpractice. Well, I don't want to jump out there and say that because I don't know the facts of your case. But so you're saying from experience, you feel like this is malpractice. Like they deliberately trying to prevent having to pay for the surgery?
They're not trying to pay for nothing that they have to do. They're not trying to do nothing. Medical is like the worst medical that I've seen in Department of Corrections, in Virginia Department of Corrections anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They do what they want
to
do.
For people who don't know.
And they're getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. For people who don't know how the prison medical industry works is they hire private companies to come in and essentially act as a middleman between us and the healthcare providers on the street. And so what happens is, you know, any little small ailments, they say they can treat here at the institution. You get the flu or you get some type of small minor condition, you know, they go over there, they'll treat you. You got a wisdom tooth need pulled, they typically can pull that out. What happens, though, is when you get a major illness, you know, your cancer arrives, HIV, AIDS, something like my man got, Osama, that they really don't know, a rare illness, they're not prepared to deal with that. They're not qualified to deal with that. And so they have to send you out to either UVA Medical Center or they have to send you to MTV, which is at VCU. And what happens is oftentimes these surgeries are very expensive. Now, we're insured, essentially we're insured by the state because the state pays for our medical costs. But they have basically shifted that responsibility to these private companies. So what these private companies do, because they operate with the profit motive, they try to go out of their way not to have to perform, have these surgeries performed, because it costs them and the state a certain amount of money. So they're in collusion. The state and the medical company essentially works in collusion to suppress major illnesses. So what happens is they go years of one of the strategies that they use is they go years of misdiagnosing illnesses to prevent you from having the care, hoping that, you know, one, you'll miss out on being able to file a lawsuit. They try to do everything they can to obstruct that, and two, just to prevent you from getting the surgery or the treatment that you need, which is probably going to cost you thousands of dollars at their expense. So this is what the brother's dealing with now. Am I correct, Brother Osama?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm dealing with.
And this is happening frequently.
Yeah, it's not only me. It's plenty of people, like the brother that had cancer, and they ain't even diagnosed him. They just told him it was a mole. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different people that got different issues that medical is, like, just disregarding it to save money in their pocket. They into making their company money. And the Department of Corrections here at Augusta, they co-sign whatever they see. Like, the warden, they know about my situation. They don't do nothing about it. They say, oh, well, medical is private. We don't have nothing to do with medical. But you see, that I can't use my arm, I can't move my arm for months at a time, and you're not doing anything about this situation.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, bro, you know, it's just another example of working class poor people, man, and the things that we face dealing with healthcare in America. You know, the privatization of healthcare and healthcare for profit, you know, the healthcare for profit industry in this country. It's no different than what's going on with people out there dealing with this whole Affordable Care Act issue. And, you know, the whole Affordable Care Act in and of itself was a joke, because the government should be providing health care. Health care is a human right, just like education. We got public school systems. I don't know why we don't have a public health care system where people are able to get health care for free. I mean, at the end of the day, you would think a healthy functioning society is what, you know, what would be productive for any type of market economy. You want workers that are healthy. But, you know, once again, man, the profit motive makes us greedy, makes the rulers and the elite greedy. You know, they're always trying to cut corners. So that being said, man, we got about a minute before we take a break. Now, I want to ask you, before we come back on the other end, what's the biggest takeaway from this for you, bro? You know, what's the biggest thing you done learned? What's the biggest lesson you gained from going through all this madness, man?
That if you don't take care of yourself while you're in the Department of Corrections, you're going to die. Because they ain't going to do nothing to help you. And those harsh words.
That's it.
But it's the truth.
No, that's real, though. And that's what it is. You know, at the end of the day, truth to power, man. You know, we up against it. But, you know, that goes for people on the street. That's where I want to take this. I don't want this to be marginalized. I don't want to alienate our struggle. I don't want you people to think you're listening to an issue that's a prison issue. This is an American working class people issue. This is, it stands beyond race, man. It stands beyond religion and other ethnic. It's a class issue. And what happens is those of us who get caught up in the state system typically are poor. And so we don't have access to the health care system that we would have when we was in the feds or in a more high-end prison. Look, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to come back on the other end of this, on the other end of this break in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. You listen to the music. I'm your host, Iskari Donso. You listen to Sankofa Radio, man. I'm dealing with my man, Osama. You're dealing with Medical Jim Crow. We'll be back on the other end. Peace.
It's your name with GPL.
The world is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
The world is yours, the world is yours.
Mine, it's mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
I sip the Don P, watch it Gandhi.
till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin, the whole of mic absorbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. Sway Tim's on my beats, make my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
God bless your life.
To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trickly box of crazy bitches, aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting foul, rolling foul. The versatile honey, sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. Shit is a hassle. There's no days for broke days. We sell a smoke pays where all the old folks pray. The Jesus soaking their sins and trays. A holy water, odds against Nods and slaughter. Finger the word, best is robbing my life, to name my daughter my strength. My son the star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, or charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping coca, playing spit, stays and strip poker. Poker.
It's yours.
It's
mine, it's mine,
the world is yours, the world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. Kick my thoughts alone, get remanded, born alone, die alone. No clue to keep my crown or throne, I'm beat by sound alone. Caved inside 1,000 miles from home, I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, drill the clip to the tip. Scissoring my beats, now the ink can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like to champ up, even my brains in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana, stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is lamping, Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell, plus I profile well. Stash through the flock, clothes burning dollars to light my soul. Walk the blocks with a box. Checking dames plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today.
Education, you know what I'm saying? So all not being funded, you know, nearly as much as just security alone. So health, you know, this is an issue for all of us. Look, we run out of time. Hit me up on Ascari Donso. Follow us on End Mass Incarceration in Virginia. Check for the Virginia Prisoner. That'll be soon. We'll be going to have our own Forest Bios publication. Brother Osama, I love you. Everybody, check out the Defenders, African People Socialist Party, RHD. Get involved, man. We need your help, man. Your whole rule. Stay strong. We will win. Hotel.
The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. I sip the dumb pee, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome.